Take a second and think of one of the goals that you're working towards right now. And whenever we work towards our goals, there's a lot of hard work, sacrifice, dedication, consistency, and so many things that we learn through the process. It's about embracing the process and gaining experience, wisdom, and everything that comes along with that journey. And then when you look back, you can really appreciate and see all of the progress and growth that you've made. And that's really what it's about. It's about us getting better and more capable and understanding and gaining insights of things that we didn't have before we went through all these experiences. That's what I want to talk about today. And I just want to share a little bit, and hopefully people can take something away from this and relate it to whatever you're working towards. And I just wanted to give a brief PhD update too, because I am finally at the end of my journey. So I want to share a little bit about that. And I hope this can help you navigate through all of the challenges, obstacles, and things that you're facing as you strive to reach your goals. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about all of these strategies, topics, conversations that deal with optimizing human performance. And for all of my returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in for another episode. And for everyone out there, if you haven't heard some of the past episodes, go check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. There's been a lot of great solo topics, one like today where I cover a bite-sized chunk of some aspect dealing and relating to optimizing human performance, and also a lot of great guest interviews. Guests who've come on, shared their stories, experiences, their journey, something that we can learn from and take some of the lessons that they share and apply it to our journey as well. And also beyond this podcast, be sure to check out my social media channels. Everything across the board can be found at HNL Movement, and also my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel has a lot of great video highlight clips of these guest interviews so that you can watch some of the video content that matches the audio that you've been listening to. And also stay tuned for more, because now since I'm finished with my PhD, you can be on the lookout for more content coming down the pipeline on all social media channels and on my YouTube channel as well. Hopefully sharing some of the things that I've learned and even some of the things that I'm working on and continuing to learn, because there's so many more things to learn as you navigate this realm of human performance. Lastly, if you're finding some value and benefit from any of the content, be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues, anyone else that's looking to benefit from this as well and looking to optimize their performance. Also, be sure to reach out to me, share some feedback, some insights, or questions that you have. I would love to hear how this is making an impact along your journey. So interact with me on social media. You can also email me directly at andrew@hnlmovement.com or through my website, the contact page as well. So with all of that, let's jump into this episode, and I just want to give a brief update. So it has been crazy hectic. I know I was trying to put out all of the podcast episodes these past few months, but it was stressful for sure. And I successfully submitted my dissertation and defended my dissertation, so I am done with my PhD program. That doesn't mean I'm done learning. It just shows me how much I don't know. I think I've said this to a few people that I've talked to that know me really well, is that through this process, I've learned a ton, don't get me wrong. I've enhanced and gained so much more knowledge and the way that I think about things, but I've also become way more aware as all of the things that I don't know and all of the things that there is to learn. And I've said this even before I started my PhD program. If I even know 1% out of everything that there is to know out there about human performance, then I think that's a lot. Even with that same mindset, I still feel like after 3 years of diving in the literature, completing my dissertation, learning so much more about anatomy and biomechanics, there's still so many things to learn. So I think that's what I encourage everyone to do, is whatever you're passionate about, just continue to learn. As you gain more knowledge, you'll come up with way more new questions and other things that you want to learn about or know about. So keep that process going. And it's about continual learning and continual growth. But anyway, I just wanted to share some insights of how my PhD experience parallels pretty much anything else that you're working towards in life. This can apply to academics. This can apply to your work, your job. This can apply to athletics. This can apply to training. Anything that you're going through, I think there's a lot of overlap with just life lessons and key themes that will help us to just become the very best that we can be. So the first point that I want to make is just to have that drive, persistence, and just persevere through all of the challenges and obstacles. Anything that you're working really hard to achieve, things are never going to go perfectly or smoothly. There's always going to be obstacles, adversities, things that will actually help you to grow and make that progress. If everything went super smoothly without any obstacles, you might not be pushing yourself enough, or you're not stepping outside of your comfort zone. And because of that, you're not actually reaching your full potential or giving yourself the best chance to grow. So you're always going to need to persevere through all of these obstacles. And I can think there was many times when either trying to make a deadline or pushing yourself to, you know, get something turned in, whether that was writing a small grant, whether that was analyzing biomechanics data in the lab and things were not going well and I had to rerun things, or as I was struggling through, you know, writing code and all of that stuff, I had to have these challenges to have further breakthroughs or understand and learn through certain experiences and processes. Whether that was going through my comps, which I kind of gave a little update on this podcast, but, you know, writing things and just reading and writing for pretty much 2 weeks straight. And at some point, you know, doubt creeps in and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to even have something completed that I feel good about, right, at the end of the deadline. So all of those things, it was just persevering, just biting down, figuring out, how do I get this done? How do I give my best effort and do the best job that I can at that point in time? And of course, as I got further along this year, finishing up my dissertation, which actually I did everything that I possibly could have done, but there were always small obstacles that kind of pushed back the timeline a little bit, to the point where I had to write my dissertation in an extremely short timeline, but it was still possible. And it's just biting down and figuring out, how do I tackle this task at hand, no matter what obstacles and things that present itself, because all of those things, really, it helped me to grow and get better. And I feel that it has contributed to the value of my overall experience to get me to where I am today. And again, by no means do I have all the answers or feel that I'm equipped to tackle all types of research or all types of problems, but I do feel that these experiences have helped me to become better than what I was even a month ago. And if you think about this, parallel this with anything that you're going through that presents obstacles or adversities. If this is with training, or maybe you're training for something and an injury sets in, you have to figure out, how do I deal with certain things or improve the ways that I'm going about some aspect of my performance? And it's all about getting better from these past experiences. And it takes a lot of perseverance sometimes when things don't go your way. Maybe an injury sets in, maybe you're hitting a plateau, maybe your game or your performance wasn't your best performance and, you know, there's opportunity to grow from that. These are all times where we need to persevere through things. And when you continue to do that, you'll continually grow and get better and improve yourself. And I think that's what it's about. It's about that journey and embracing the process. Something that I've said many times before, many other guests have shared that same kind of philosophy and approach as well. The second thing that I want to point out is that there's such a big importance of community. Having people around you to support you. There were a lot of times where I had to make sacrifices. I had to just bite down and push through. And I had a lot of support from people. You know, people around my program and the department, my advisor, of course, and all of the other faculty members, fellow students along the way to help support this type of project or help support you through the harder times through the program. Also, my family, my wife, everybody supported me with in so many ways that I needed to make it through this program. So all of this is something that, whatever it is, if you're an athlete, if you're going to get your degree, if you're doing something at work, get that support system around you, because that sense of community and support, that's going to help to bring out the best in you, one, help to motivate you and push you through some of the hard times when you don't want to continue or you don't want to do it. And for me, it just helps to give me the reason why I'm doing certain things. So again, it's that reason why, that motivating factor, and trying to just put my best foot forward and just give it my best. Because at the end of the day, that's what my support system helps me and supports me and allows me to do. And I don't want to let other people down too. So I'm just going to give it my best effort, my best shot, especially when things get really, really hard. And you know, I know everyone's different, but that sense of community and support, I think that's key for anything. You can't get as far as you possibly can be or reach your full potential without a support system around you. And again, that goes with everything, right? This parallels almost everything we do in life. You want a strong support system, and you want that and make it mutually beneficial too. So it helps to push you further, but also you help all of the other people around you to be better, right? And that's what it's all about. So it's working together, collaborating, having a strong support system. And that goes, again, even with performance training or human performance, there's a lot of overlap there. And the third thing that I want to mention is that I think when I first started the PhD program, you know, of course there's going to be people that are skeptical or like, why are you going back to school? You know, you're mid-career already. You don't need to go back and get your PhD to do certain things, which is somewhat true. But also, I went to get my PhD to open up more doors. And I hope that has happened. And I do see that has happened and changed in some aspects when it comes to career things or opportunities. And the one thing that I'll say is that going through my PhD program, and I think a lot of other PhD graduates are going to agree with this, is that for me, going back for my PhD and, you know, the middle of my career or so, I think what it really taught me that I don't think I could have learned in other ways is basically developing a thought process where you can reason and do research and find information, synthesize information, and develop a deeper sense of critical thinking. And I think I like to think critically from before. You know, I like to read a lot of things. I like to take it upon myself to learn and continue to grow. And that's kind of been just my personality and what I like to do in my career. But going for my PhD, I think it elevated that to another level that I didn't even know existed. So having this sense of going deeper and deeper into information, developing a thought process, creating a mind that asks questions, is curious, and knows how to try to, what's the best way to find the answer academically with research and all of the things that that involves, but also anecdotally. How do I apply what I've learned and what I've researched? How do I apply that to what I do clinically? And how do I blend both worlds? So I think that's something that I'm so appreciative of, because I don't think I would have developed this type of thought process without going through this process in the past 3 years. So that's something that I want to share. You know, I've kind of said this from the beginning. I did not sacrifice so much and put my brain and everything through the rigorous academic, you know, curriculum and studies and going through the literature just to keep everything to myself. I want to share whatever information I have synthesized out there so that other people who might not be as interested in the research field or the academic field, they can still get the information that's pertinent to them, because everyone can use the information that we gain from research, from clinical practice, and we can use that to help us improve our quality of life, really, in some aspect, whether that's with sports training, whether that's with rehabilitation, whether that's sports nutrition. So I want to try to share more of this, more on social media, more on YouTube. And of course, I'm going to try to do all of the things academically too. There's a lot of articles that we're looking to publish down the pipeline, but I also don't want it to be only accessible in journal articles, because not everyone's going to pick up and read a journal article, but there might be other avenues that people can get this information from that I'm more than willing to try to reach more and more people with some of the things that I've been studying. So again, I'm so appreciative and grateful for this experience and the opportunity, and I tried to make the most of it. And it really has helped me to develop this type of deeper critical thinking and understanding, and how to develop a thought process that is both clinically sound, but based off of evidence and literature, and also that forward thinking to continue that thought process with innovative studies, research, keeping up with how things are evolving. So all of that is what I think I gained the most from my PhD program. And I want to leave off on one thing. And I think this is for everyone out there, because even if you're not in this field, I think it'll resonate hopefully with you in some aspect. I think what's the most eye-opening for me is that everybody has a way to contribute to this greater body of knowledge. And in academics or with research, with all of the things that we need to keep moving literature forward, I think that's super important and valuable. What I think is even more valuable is that all of the researchers and all of the people that are doing all of these types of studies that we need, I think a lot more of us need to understand what is going on clinically. Because what we're doing in clinical practice, where it might not be directly connected to the research, I think that will help us to do better research, to understand what's going on clinically, even if it hasn't been proven yet with research. So researchers should understand or look through the lens of clinicians. And I also think clinicians, they should start to understand what researchers are doing and how that is moving forward. Because again, that knowledge can help them to be better practicing clinicians. So what I'm trying to say is that there is a lot of overlap. I think when we keep it completely separated, like in silos, like researchers only look through the researcher's lens and clinicians only look through the clinician's lens, and then there's some disconnect there where, you know, people don't see eye to eye, like, oh, this research is not applicable to what I do as a practicing clinician, or, oh, this clinician doesn't do anything that's proven in the literature or is evidence-based. I think that's when it hurts all of us. So what I encourage everybody to do is to try to see things from different perspectives, because when research and clinical practice overlap, I think that's when we all win and everything starts to move forward at a faster pace. And I hope that's what I can bring to the table. You know I don't have all of the answers. There's so many things that I don't know, but I want to share some of the experiences and some of the knowledge that I have gained and try to present it in ways that everyone will relate to or understand. And that's what you can look forward to moving forward. I will release more and more information as I start to wind down the last month or so. So stay tuned for that, because I do want to get a lot more content out there that will help all of us just elevate our human performance, help clinicians understand research a little better, help researchers understand what we're doing in the clinical practice or what clinicians are doing. And I want it to be something that makes an impact on all of the people that's willing to learn, willing to understand where science and everything has been moving us forward, so that we start to improve the way that we train, improve the way we rehab, address sports nutrition. And I know there's so much more that I have to learn, but just sharing some of my insights and some of my knowledge that I have gained through my experiences. So that's all I have. So I have everybody, thank you again for tuning in for all of these podcast episodes. You know, that helps me through my career, helps me figure out what I want to talk about, how to actually deliver and express those messages, and try to improve my knowledge as well. And for all of you, try to think about what I talked about today and apply this to whatever avenue you're working towards. So again, remember to persevere, have a strong community and support system around you. And lastly, try to be open-minded, see things from different perspectives, and really blend everything, all the information we have nowadays. In my case, blending research with clinical practice and trying to make sense of everything so that we all can benefit from this information and experiences and help us to reach higher levels of performance. For everyone out there, thank you again for all the continued support. Stay tuned for more and be sure to share anything that you find value with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues. And of course, if you have any questions, feedback, or insights, reach out to me as well. Check out all of my social media channels. Everything can be found across the board at H&L Movement. Be sure to check out my YouTube channel and subscribe, because there'll be a lot of things that I'll be working on as time rolls on. So be sure to check that out. Other than that, I release episodes every Tuesday. So I will be back here same time, same place next week. Until then, have a great rest of your week, everyone. Aloha.